Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The Maestro Dope Bell Tequila Donovan Miller Open, coming to Tango Ridge Golf Club in Grand Prairie September 24th. Go to theticket.com today and get registered. All proceeds benefit Special Olympics Texas. Brought to you by Serenian Bay Resorts and Villas and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join Matt McLaren at Division Brewing in Arlington tomorrow from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. Enjoy their tavern-style thin crust pizza and sample Division's brews with Matt, including the September's P1 six-pack beer, the IP1A. That's Matty Beers at Division Brewing in Arlington tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m.
Thank you very much, EA. So we'll look at the football weekend coming up here in just a second. Big football weekend. So, for those that do not know,
Jump up.
We entered ourselves into a Survivor series. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Thank you. We were lucky enough to cobble together bits of real coin and play in a Survivor League. Now, we didn't do as well as we had anticipated. Matter of fact, we did as poorly as a team could do.
Well, we did enter our team in week one, and it looked like, according to your chart, that like 14 people forgot to put a team down.
Yeah. So it could have been worse.
We could have forgotten
to get our.
I want to say there's a
entry
level,
in by the deadline.
There's a level below us, but you're right.
And we didn't lose on Thursday or Friday.
We did not lose on Thursday.
Did anybody
or Friday.
Have like the Packers?
Oh, yeah.
Or, okay. All right. So we weren't the first ones eliminated.
Some idiots took the Packers in Brazil.
God. So there were 14,000 people entered. We had a chance to win $10 million. And we were eliminated before 3 o'clock on Sunday because we picked the Bengals and the Patriots beat the Bengals.
It was a good pick.
Look.
It's the Bengals' fault.
I don't know if you guys agree. But if we were going to lose, let's say, in the first 6 weeks, I'm glad it happened now.
Yeah, it's better.
It's funnier.
It's better for the show.
It's funnier to know
I was excited.
How stupid we look.
I was excited about our new Thursday at 3:50 benchmark. But
it lasted 1 week.
It lasted 1 week, so it never officially became a benchmark. I don't know what the minimum for a benchmark is, but it's got to be more than one.
I can't tell you how perfect it is just from a standpoint of futility. Just how stupid we look, but how perfect it is because it's a microcosm of whatever we've done gambling-wise over the last couple of years. No matter where we have been, no matter what bet we have placed, we have lost. We have tanked.
It makes the story that I've never fully lost picks with friends all the more amazing because I'm horrible at it.
It's so hard to do.
But you just need one person worse than you in that contest.
Hello.
Right. Well, so far.
That's why we brought Dave.
So far, Dave.
Dave.
You're only two games behind Bob.
Yeah. Though. No, I'll make a run for this basement.
So we took the Bengals, and there was a little bit of back and forth. Even though the majority of the Survivor picks took the Bengals.
Yeah, there were almost 5,000 people that lost on the Bengals.
Yeah, a huge chunk of people took the Bengals. But we tried at least for a second to maybe go in a different direction. And this was in our meeting, and this isn't just bad acting, it's terrible acting. But this was in our meeting. I just want you to listen how it all transpired. The conversation that the three of us had. And we're going to
continue to
hear this. Okay. I'm open to anything at this point. This is a season long thing. Like, I'm fine with the Bengals, but let's open ourselves up to other suggestions. I don't think it's that much of a certainty.
I mean, are we that scared of Kyler? I mean, I defer to Bob because He's the expert.
Well, all right. Bob?
Look, guys, I'm only going to say this one time. I've been following the NFL since before you had a Hershey kiss rolling out of your diaper straight down your leg. And on top of my encyclopedic knowledge of the sport, I have predicted damn near 30 iconic NFL events. I predicted Lawrence Taylor snorting 8 balls while chasing 8th graders. I predicted Michael Irvin trying to set up double and triple teams with half the skanks in Dallas. I predicted Robert Kraft and his saggy balls getting the kind of massage that billionaires not only expect, but that they have also earned. I predicted Tyler Smith would be an instant superstar in this league. And I predicted last year's Pro Bowl that Baker Mayfield dominated, foreshadowing what will probably be 6 straight Super Bowls. So let me tell you this. I can predict one damn game to win in this league. I have written for the Dallas Morning News. I have written for The Athletic. I have started a GoFundMe in the form of a Substack, and these idiots just hand me money for no apparent reason. I'm the Deshaun Watson of sports talk radio, and the fame and fortune keeps rolling in. This league would fold without my weekly blessing. And what have you guys ever done? Let me answer that with all due respect. You have done nothing. Dave, the best thing you have ever done is bring back a word that has been buried in the English language forever. So congratulations, Queef Man. I am real impressed. And Corby, don't even start with me. You have stabbed half the staff in the back up here, and I am sure my back is coming soon. If you didn't have that laugh, you'd be selling peanuts at the circus and getting syphilis from the bearded lady who doubles as the elephant scrotum shaver. So I don't want to hear it from either of you. The Bengals are the pick. I will say it again. The Bengals are the only pick. You guys are so freaking stupid, you probably think the Bengals are the band that sang Walk Like an Egyptian. If I wanted music help, I still wouldn't consult you two elitist jack wagons. You guys have about as much taste in music as Helen Keller on acid. I've heard more coherent sports takes from EA on his Turn Off Your Mics podcast, and I'm pretty sure that guy eats crayons on a daily basis. So this pick is mine, and the Bengals will win, and we will advance in this challenge. I own Vegas, I own you, and I will ask one last time, who's your daddy? Me, bitches, I'm your daddy. I'm Shannon Sharp, and you two are Michelle. Have a great weekend, and gig 'em, because the Aggies are going to win another title. Book it, ladies. Go Bengals. Now go make me a sandwich and buy me a rubber.
Whoa! Oh.
Well, I guess we'll take the Bengals.
You guys figure it out.
Okay, we're locking in the Cincinnati Bengals as our first and potentially only survivor team.
And there you go.
Wow.
I don't remember that conversation at all, but
it spun out of control so quickly.
I guess it happened.
EA, I
oh, my gosh.
I didn't know that you ate crayons, but that's okay.
Thank you, Bob, for the promotion, though.
Yeah, I don't remember saying any of that, but
maybe you just blacked out.
But maybe that's
the final demand of go buy me a rubber was very odd.
It's a very weird
one rubber.
Just one, please. Wow.
Well, there you have it.
Yes, that's Bob's fault.
Yeah, we were open. And apparently it didn't happen.
That's why they hate me right there.